Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Love, Bless, Do Good, and Pray for Your Enemies, already in progress.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Wow, 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 praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We got one little girl. I'll just throw in one or two and I'll let Kim or Cheryl tell you the rest of it. But one little girl came up here last month or month before last and had a problem with her eyes. And we prayed for her and her eyes are now perfect. She don't need glasses no more. So praise the Lord. Yeah, and that's why Cheryl wanted me to make sure and tell you that why she had a problem with her eyes is because she was born out of wedlock, and that's what caused the problem. And after everybody repented for their sins and we broke the curse over her and kicked out the devil, then her eyes got okay. So that's wonderful, isn't it, huh? Praise the Lord. Now, do you have a testimony?
We do.
Okay, praise the Lord. Tell us what's going on here, kid. Praise the Lord. Okay, bring this girl up here.
Well, this young lady standing next to me brought her grandmom. She did not speak English, so she was our interpreter.
Praise the Lord.
And we found out her grandmom's sin, and I'm going to let her tell you the rest. Praise the Lord.
So I brought grandma in April. I think it was April when we came. And through the whole service, you know, she said, just tell me the Bible scriptures that Thurman's going over, and I'll look it up in my Spanish Bible. I was like, okay. So I kept, you know, whispering in her ear and everything, and she said, you know, I've learned so much today than I have the last 10 years going to my church. And so she was really excited. So then she wanted prayer from you, but there was a long line. And we saw her over there, so we went over there in the corner, and she, you know, prayed for Grandma and all that. Grandma has had diabetes, high blood pressure, really bad back problem, knee problem, I mean, just the work. And she was hospitalized, but I feel like God's working in her. So she was hospitalized in May, and when she got out of the hospital, they told her, you no longer have diabetes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So they removed her diabetic pills off, and then the blood pressure, they said, you know, we're going to start tapering your blood pressure medication because it's having the opposite effect on you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And do you know Grandma forgot? And she's just like sitting there, and I said, Grandma, do you remember we went to church to Argyle a couple months ago? I did, didn't I? And I said, yeah. I said, God's working in you. I said, God's healing you of all these things. Can you imagine? So she went from taking, I don't know, probably 10 or 15 pills a day. They've already shaved off about 4 or 5.
Wow.
So praise God. And it's,
amen.
It's working, so praise God.
The Lord, praise
and
the
I'm
Lord.
Here now with a friend, and we've been coming here. I think it's our fourth time now coming up here, and we come from Allen, Texas. So praise God. He's doing a lot of mighty work.
Amen. Yeah. He is for a fact. Praise the Lord. Okay, thank you, young lady. Praise the Lord. Cheryl's going to tell one, I think.
I want to tell a couple of things. One is we have been, he tells about how we do emails at late in the night, and we're always answering emails from all over the world. And we got an email last week from Slovenia. I don't even know if that's the way you say it. It's surrounded by Italy, Croatia's on the bottom, Austria, and Hungary. It's mid-Europe. And this lady was a friend of a lady that had a stroke. And she wrote, she said, will you please pray for Genesia? And so we wrote back and said, well, you know, because she had a stroke. And we said, well, stroke was caused by unforgiveness. We said if it's on that affects the left side of the body, then it's really the right side of the brain, so it's against the male. If you have effect on the right side of the body, it's the left side of the brain, so it's a female. And so we explained all that, and we said, get her to repent, and then we'll pray the prayer of faith. She wrote back, you don't understand. This woman, the only thing she can move is her eyes, and she can't talk at all. And she said, so she wanted us to stand in faith with her that this woman would be healed. So we remitted her sins, prayed for her, and then a couple of days ago, the woman wrote back and said, I took her husband to see her today. She was sitting up in her right mind and could talk.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then,
wow, God is good, huh?
It doesn't matter where you live. He wants to heal you. So the other one is that he's told it before, but I think everybody needs to hear it again because it impacted our staff a whole bunch. we had gone to Des Moines a couple of weeks ago, and there was a young man that had come with a family from Minnesota that we knew them, but we didn't know him, and they wanted to stay in the hotel in case they could run into Thurman and get some extra preacher time, you know, and they did. They ran into him, and so he spent some time with them, and explained that the young man had cancer. It was in his pelvic. It had wrapped around his right leg and nerves, and they were probably going to cut his right leg off if they could save him, okay? And so he had two little kids. He was in his late 30s. And I know, isn't that awful to even think
cut
about?
Cut your leg off. I can't even say, cut my leg off? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, and they said, and if we don't cut your leg off, well, whatever we're going to do is mess up your foot, and your foot's going to drop, and you'll never be able to walk, and you'll be in a wheelchair the rest of your life. But they really told him they thought they were going to cut his leg off. That was the extreme of it. So he was, you know, pretty sad. And so they did meet, and they did talk out in the conference room and the coffee shop and all that. And then Friday night, we were there for 3 days, Wednesday through Friday. And Friday night, they came in late, which was a God thing, because there was no place to sit but the front row. So they show up, and the whole family, because he had his, I think his sister was with him and her husband and another lady and then the couple. So they all sit on the front row. And so Thurman started going over the scriptures, and particularly the one about laying hands on the sick and that they'd recover in Mark 16:18. And he said, you know, and God didn't say that you had to say anything. Just lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And so he went over and he laid hands on the boy, and I call him a boy. He's 30-something. Anyway, he laid hands on him, and then he kept talking, and then he'd come back and talk to him and say, well, you know, what that scripture said. And he said, were you healed yet? And then he'd go, oh, you know, he just wasn't receiving it, like what Dave said a while ago, until it gets in your heart. And so when finally, after the 2 hours of teaching and all the scriptures that he showed, like we did yesterday at the healing school, then the young man, he went up to him and he said, well, are you healed? And he said, yes, I am healed. He said, I am healed. And he said, in fact, you don't even have to pray for me. You've already prayed for me. I'm healed. He didn't even get up and have any prayer. Okay, that was Friday. Thursday, we got home 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. On Thursday, Kelly, that works for us, answered the phone, and he had gone to the doctor, and he had no cancer.
Wow, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, I got to tell you a little quick testimony myself. You know, I don't go to a doctor very often for anything, but I do, and I don't go to a dentist very often, but my wife keeps bugging me about I need to go have my teeth cleaned. I mean, I don't know why, you know. They look okay to me, and nobody goes around saying nothing but my wife. You need to have your teeth cleaned. Okay, okay. Maybe she loves me more than the rest of y'all. I don't know. But anyway, I finally said, okay, I'll go have my teeth cleaned. So I went up there, and the dentist run through the check and tested me and done x-rays and all that junk, you know. So all I wanted was my teeth cleaned. But they run me through all this and everything, and I forget, that cost me $100 or $150 or whatever. And then he says, okay, we've x-rayed you and done everything, and there's not any cavities or nothing wrong. You do just need your teeth cleaned, so come back in about 2 weeks and we'll clean your teeth. Well, different things kept happening. I kept having to put it off and put it off and put it off. Until finally last week, the date came up again, and this time I couldn't find anything to... So I had to go, so I went to the dentist and walked in. I walked in and sat down in the chair when they put me in there, and the lady started hooking stuff up to me, and I said, ma'am, we do know that I only come here to get my teeth cleaned. That's the only, and there's not going to be any fillings or nothing. I had no cavities. She looked at everything. She said, well, you're right. The x-ray showed you had no cavities or nothing. So, but we'd like to do a complete diagnosis, I mean, of your mouth here to see what kind of shape everything's in. I said, my teeth are in great shape. I don't need that. All I want is my teeth clean. Do I make myself clear? All I want is my teeth clean. She said, well, okay then. But she said, I'm going to at least check your blood pressure because everybody your age has high blood pressure.
No.
I said, not me. I said, I know what my blood pressure is. She said, what is it? I said, it's 120 over 70. She said, when's the last time you had it checked? I said, I don't even remember when I had it checked, forever. But she said, well, how do you know it's 120 over 70? I said, because Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23. Now, wait a minute. What does Mark 11:23 say? Yeah, I mean, does Mark 11:23 really say that whatever we say with our mouth, if we believe it with our heart, we can have whatever we say? Okay, so that separates the boys from the men, you know, so, or the girls. You know, I mean, you got to believe it, right, Mike? You got to believe. And so I said, I guarantee my blood pressure is 120 over 70. She said, well, I'm at least going to check it. I've already got everything right here. I already got the computer sitting right here, and I'm going to take your watch off, and I'm going to put this around your arm. I said, okay. So I took my watch off. She put the thing around my arm there, and she pumped it up and everything. And she said, wow, you're pretty good. I said, what do you mean? She said, it was 121 over 70. I said, the machine is off. That's what. Because it's got to be the machine, because you know God don't make no mistakes. And if I said it's 120 over 70, it's 120 over 70. But at least they're machines. She said, well, you're really very close. That it's 121 over 70. That's what I told her. I said, well, your machine's out of calibration. Did Jesus really say we could have what we say with our mouth if we believe it with our heart? If he did, then for goodness sakes, why don't we start saying the right thing? Now then, for us to say the right thing, well, I'm going to tell you something. And I saw this, in fact, last Friday night, Thursday night, what night was it that we had the shooting in downtown Dallas? Was it Thursday night? Thursday night, I went into my office at just about 5 minutes till 9 to turn on the news, because I know the news comes on at 9. So I went in and turned my computer on at almost exactly 9 o'clock, and I saw live in front of my eyes a war going on in downtown Dallas. I mean, I didn't know they was having a protest. I didn't know they were having all that stuff. I was just going to look at the news. But when I saw what was happening and the men that were getting killed, it was really happening in downtown Dallas. And I thought to myself, they're doing everything they can to get you and me mad at each other because of our skin color. So listen to what she's going to read.
Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. What did he just say?
Love your enemies.
He didn't say go against them. He didn't say start killing them, did he?
No.
He said love your enemy. Love your enemy. Okay, honey, read on.
Bless them that curse you.
Bless them. Bless them that curse you. So those that are trying to create all these problems, we need to speak blessings upon these people.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Love, Bless, Do Good, and Pray for Your Enemies, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.